Wipers, or else the horn will start honking.
Got it.
And whatever you do, don't sit down too hard. There is a spring in the front seat with a very mean temper.
Got it!
Look, if we don't get a room tonight, we got to sleep outside the stadium.
Oh. Listen, you two want to come? We got four tickets.
Look, Mr. Fazio, can I talk to you for a second over here?
They can't come.
Why not?
I kind of lined up a couple of dates for us.
They can't come! Bye. Have a good time.
Bye. Okay, you too. Okay, where do you want to go shopping for my dress? For a policeman's ball, I have the perfect place and the perfect color. I see you in yellow.
Yellow makes me look fat.
Yes, that way up against Norman, it'll make him look thinner.
I hate when you say that. Norman's not chubby. Just got big stomach bones.
Okay, all right, all right. I see you in blue.
Blue. Then I'll look like the rest of the cops. We're getting you a dress, not a uniform. This is the perfect place. Girl. We do not belong here.
There is no harm in browsing. We'll see the new styles, the new fabrics, the new colors. Then we'll take you straight down to Woolworths and get you the exact same thing. Oh. Okay. All right, now, just browse.
Laverne, look at this sequin gown. It is beautiful.
Look at that.
Whoa, look at the price here. It's a year's rent. We bought this, we'd have to live in it.
Mark my words, one day we'll shop in here and never look at the tags.
Here's something, your balloon never lands.
You got egg yolk all over your teeth.
Oh. Is it off?
No, use a Kleenex. Foreign colognes, Guess how much this is? $75 an ounce.
Woohoo! I'll stick to my own cologne, 75 cents a quart.
Yep.
75 cents a quart? May I be of some assistance to you ladies?
No, we would just leave.
As a matter of fact, yes, you might be of some assistance, young man. We're quite interested in one of these garments here. This one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You must be joking. This is an original Pierre de Umba.
Well, what's Umba asking for that baby there?
I beg your pardon?
What my rich college graduate friend wants to know is how much does it cost?
This frock is $900.
For what? This is
I'll give you $600 for it, not a penny more. Take it. Please,
young lady. Young lady, please.
Carlyle's is an exclusive shop. We cater to the well-to-do, the creme de la creme. Now, if you'll excuse me, I see some real customers over there.
Hold on there, creme. Us two girls wouldn't buy dresses here if we were rich and naked.
Look, I must ask you both to please, if you'd get out of here.
To take this from someone who smells like the lining of my grandmother's purse. Yeah. You got that, snoot face? Come on. Let's get out of here. Boy, was that guy a phony or what, huh?
He was even wearing a toupee.
How could you tell? Really?
He was sweating glue there.
Now forget about him. People like that are a dime a dozen. Let's go to Woolworth. We'll have lunch and then get your dress.
Would you mind opening your purse, please?
She will not.
I'm a detective.
Open your purse.
Here you go. I bought it $1.98 at Woolworth's, all paid for. It was what, 1-2 years?
What's this?
How did that hanky get in there?
Excellent work, Jenkins. I knew these two couldn't be trusted.
Wait, I did not take that
Look,
hanky.
My friend is no thief.
I am no thief.
Well, we'll have to settle this downtown.
Downtown.
Okay, I'll come with you. Don't worry.
You're not allowed to do that, miss.
But I didn't do anything.
I'm sorry. You'll have to come with me.
Huh? Sure. Oh, you got to do something.
They got the best food in the Madison prisons.
Cleveland's got the best food. Don't tell me about best food. I'll stick your head right through this cup.
Oh, I love Cleveland, you know. You like powdered fish?
Yeah, I love it. The more powdered, the better. Hi, ladies. Hi, Laverne. Look who's here.
Oh, hi there, buddy. How you doing? Girls, this is my partner here, little Cheryl. Say hi.
Hello, everyone.
Enough. We're planning a big job here.
Your bottle capping down.
It's nay. These are tough people. They eat powdered fish.
Well, don't worry about that. You'll be out in no time.
What am I doing in here, Cheryl? I didn't do anything. I'm innocent. I mean, I figured out how the hanky got in my purse. It was when he asked me to get the eggy off my teeth, and I went and I was cleaning it off, and then I accidentally dropped it in there.
Yes, of course. And we're going to get you out of here right away. But in the meantime, I brought you some things from home.
Oh, home.
This is a change of underwear. Make sure you...
There you go.
Tupperware? I'm not having a party here.
Oh, that's milk and Pepsi. They wouldn't let me bring any glass in here.
Oh, that's so sweet of you there.
We've got files in here. Don't worry, we're all gonna get out of here.
And so you do not think that you are traveling this path alone, Boo Boo Kitty.
Put it away. Put Boo Boo Kitty away.
But she wanted
to... Put it in the bag. Put it in the bag. In the bag. Put it in the bag.
Oh,
put it in the bag.
Oh,
put it in the bag. Now look, these people do not understand cute and warm. One of these girls cut up her husband in little pieces and is claiming that it was suicide. See, they understand a hit, they understand a smack. They just as soon rip the nose right off your face as soon as talk to you. So it is very important that I get along with these girls, okay?
Can we sue that store detective?
Well, surely I'm a cop, not a lawyer.
Well, why don't you go out and arrest the lawyer, Norman?
Okay. can, I'm afraid.
Oh, gee.
Why don't you get yourself a public defender? They're free.
Terrific. How do I get one?
Well, I put your name on a list. You should get one in about 6 months.
Hey, remember me here? That's my favorite cup, DeFuzzy.
Oh, it's a lovely cup. It's a lovely cup. It's got your little name on it.
Norman, what did you find out? I want to get out of here.
Excuse me, Cheryl. Official police business here.
Oh, all right.
Was I the first person you called? You swear to God, I was the first person you called! I was the first person you called!
Now, what did you find out? How do I get out of here?
I'm going to get you out of here, Laverne, but it's going to cost you.
Cost me? What's it going to cost me?
Really not an easy thing to...
Norman, want to kill me?
Your bail's going to cost
$500. $500? I can't do anything.
$500!
Get it.
$500?
Get it.
$500?
Get it.
$500. Better cut the gas. Time for the daily lineup.
A lineup?
Get it, Charles.
I'll get the lineup.
Hey, see you, girl. Get the lineup, huh? A lineup. Oh, the lineup.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Dating?
Okay, girls, this ain't the Miss America pageant. Just quit your yakking. Number one, step forward. Not you, DeFazio.
Oh, sorry. It's been a while since I've done one of these. But I love it, though, you know?
All right, number one. No, that's not her. Step back. Number two, step forward. Not yet, DeFazio. Who are you arrested for, being stupid?
No.
Step back. All right, number two.
Definitely not her.
Step back, number two. Number three, step forward. Now, DeFazio, now.
Maybe.
Maybe what?
DeFazio, give me your profile.
Oh, it's not real good. My nose is sort of long there.
You're right. Let me see the other side.
Oh, it's the same nose from either side that you look at.
Well, maybe.
Maybe what?
DeFazio, repeat after me. Stick 'em up or I'll blow your guts out.
Oh, my God, no!
Boy, I hate this part of the job. Mr. DeFazio, step forward and please say, stick them up or I'll blow your guts out.
Stick your guts out or I'll blow up.
The one who robbed my gas station couldn't say it right either.
You think it's her?
Well, I'm not sure. Could I see the next one?
Step back, DeFazio. Number four, step forward.
Yeah, that's her.
Yeah!
Yeah! You're gonna go away for a long time.
Oh, maybe you should take the change of underwear.
The rest of you can leave.
Oh, does that mean I'm free to go home now?
No, you're still being held on the original charge.
The spirit is willing, but the lip is limp. Hey, you feel a little better now, don't you?
Nothing helps, Edna, not even the blues.
Well, maybe a little bit more of the cooking sherry. You feel better now?
Thank you. Oh, don't feel so bad, Shirley. You tried. You got a little bit of money, didn't you? $4.
Good. I'll go buy some more share.
No, Mrs. Babish. I just want to be alone. Thanks for everything.
Listen, remember, you're a little bit tipsy. So you go drink some of that coffee and you go right to sleep.
Dear Father God, Laverne's father is in Green Bay with Carmine and the Packers. You probably already know that. You probably even know the score. So you can see how desperate my situation is. Please. Please send me $500. I deserve it. I'm a good girl. I'm not a bad girl. I'm not a bad girl.
Sure.
Good God! It's the devil and Hoot Gibson!
It's worse than we thought.
Yeah, I thought I was the Long Ranger.
Get up off the floor. You look like a fool.
Come on.
All right, don't worry. Your problems are over. We collected the money for Laverne.
Great. How much?
$11.34.
$11.34?
Yeah, we told everybody we were trick-or-treating for UNICEF.
UNICEF? You told them you were trick-or-treating for UNICEF?
Don't worry. All Laverne has to do is send everybody a thank you note from Africa.
Laverne can't go any place because Laverne is rotting in jail with common thugs and scallywags. While I, her best friend, sit drowning my sorrows in cooking sherry. Life's so difficult.
Boy, what a boring drunk.
Listen, girls can't get drunk as good as guys.
Yeah,
you know?
Here
come the Woolworths.
Oh, my God. Give me the
cream. All right. Chin up a lip. Let's see if we can walk her, all right?
Good idea.
Head east.
Okay.
Well, so long, girls. I got my bail from my friends. Bye.
Bye.
See you in Vegas.
She knocks over a gas station and her friends get her out on bail. I'm innocent and I'm sitting here. Where are my friends? Norman's at the policeman's ball with some meat and maid. Shirley's sitting home petting Boo Boo Kitty.
You have got to pull yourself together. Laverne is in trouble, so you gotta be strong.
Squiggy.
Yes, dear?
Will you take those horns off?
No! I'm gonna leave these horns on because we ain't finished collecting for Laverne. But the rest is up to you, right. Cheryl. Remember that. Without you, the rest of the world, well, they couldn't give two hoots what happened to Laverne.
Probably not even one hoot!
Yes. Without you, Laverne is hootless.
I got your rake!
Gotta do something. Without me, Laverne is hootless. Laverne!
Sure.
Laverne, you're not alone. You have friends.
This man is my friend. Mr. Clark, I think you have something to say to Mr. Fazio.
Well, I'm going to drop the charges.
I'm free?
You're free!
I'm free! No!
On one or two little provisos.
What?
The first proviso is that you apologize for your behavior, especially for calling me Snootface.
Oh, Okay, you're not a snoot face. Can I go home now?
Proviso number two, that you admit you stole the hanky.
But I didn't steal the hanky. It was an accident. You know that, Cheryl.
Jerome, at dinner, you mentioned nothing about this proviso number two.
You can't let this riffraff run amok. She must admit her guilt, if only to me.
No, because I'm not guilty. I didn't do anything. It was an accident. It was an accident, and you know it. And you know what else? You are a snoot face.
You know, you can stay in here for the rest of your life. Do you know what you did? You fed me a lot of pretenses. You dragged me down here at this awful hour. You can't be nice to people like you. The only thing you understand is threats.
Hold on, Jerome. You know something? You're right.
Cheryl!
You can't be nice to some people. You want a threat?
All right, I'll give you a threat. Either you drop these charges right now, or I will go to every newspaper in Milwaukee and tell them how Carlisle's had a poor little working girl thrown in the clink on drummed-up charges. Not only that, but I will tell them the man responsible is Carlisle's bald manager.
I would just like to say that I'm going to drop the charges.
Oh.
Because I don't want to see you around.
Yeah.
And keep away from Carlisle's dress shop. Do you hear me? And another thing, I have a lot of good friends, wealthy friends, and tough friends. And do you know something? They love me!
Well, you, I don't know about this. Oh, boy, you were terrific. You were great there.
I did it. I got you out. I was strong, and I did it.
Oh, you sure did.
Oh, well.
And I don't mind telling you this, Cheryl, because, well, you are my best friend. But I was pretty scared here. I just, well, thanks a million for getting me out of here. You were so good with that guy.
Thank you. Come on, let's go now.
Oh, just give me 10 minutes. I just want to finish out this hand.
What?
Hey, Cheryl, you want to play some poker?
Oh, no. No,
hey, I hope you're not writing in your diary that I was in jail there.
Of course I am not.
Okay. Oh, hi, Pop. Have any trouble with the car?
No trouble. Just drive around the corner and the hood went up. And the brake don't work. The horn don't work. Fix it. What did you do? You look rested.
Oh, nothing. I just stayed home, cooked, cleaned, sewed a little bit.
Good. A lot of practice. Who knows? One of these days.
Yeah, one of these days. I'll find a husband. Don't worry, Pop.
Diary. Jail was not a total loss. Laverne has become a skillful liar.